Item number three, Mr. Harris.
Item number three is a continuation of the hearing begun on September 7th, 2012, concerning Administrative Civil Liability Complaint R3-2012-0030. The complaint alleges that the San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District caused untreated wastewater discharges to surface waters of the United States on December 19th and 20th, 2010. The alleged discharges are violations of sections of the California Water Code and Federal Water Pollution Control Act.
Okay, and what we've decided to do for today is to have Mr. McNichol give us his public comments for 3 minutes, and then we're going to adjourn the meeting and go into closed session for deliberation. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Mr. McNichol. Okay. Do you have the oath?
Yes.
Is he a witness to this?
No, but...
Everyone who gives even policy statements is supposed to take the oath.
Okay. So this is not public.
What we've decided to do is to allow Mr. McNichol to give his comments as a member of the public.
Okay.
You
got to speak in there so the court report...
Did you pick that up?
No.
Okay. What we decided to do was to allow Mr. McNichol to give his comments as a member of the public, and not as a member of his of the district, with the admonition that we did not want to have you commenting on any of the evidence that you had heard that took place. During the proceeding, and the reason for that was, as a board member of the district, you have obviously your own knowledge of what has been going on with the district, and to keep things out of the realm of you saying something maybe that the prosecution team would feel was inappropriate, and that they would want to possibly cross-examine you on to set everything fairly. We wanted to avoid that. And so as a member of the public, you're welcome to give your comments in terms of policy. So that's what we had decided to do, Mr. Jeffries.
Right.
So you have, we have to swear you in. Okay. Mr. McNichol, do you solemnly swear...
May I correct you before you go further?
Sure.
I believe you're pronouncing the name Mick Nichols.
Yes.
The name is Nichols, and it's spelled N-I-C-O-L-L-S.
Okay. Excuse me for that mispronunciation. Mr. Nichols, do you solemnly swear that the testimony which you will give in this matter is the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to speak to you. The comments that I have are comments that I had formulated in my mind prior to your hearing. So what I have to say really has nothing to do with the evidence that was presented at the hearing. I live in Grover Beach. I am on the Grover Beach City Council, have been for 6 years now. I currently function as the mayor pro tem. And as part of my responsibilities with the city of Grover Beach, I sit on the board of directors of the South San Luis Obispo Sanitation District. Part of the board of directors of the district, I am currently the chairman of the board. And I have been on that board for approximately 4 years now. I would like to comment that I speak to you today as a citizen, a resident of Grover Beach, and as a public citizen or a resident of Grover Beach. I would like to impress upon you the need to be fair and equitable in your decision on this matter. I am a ratepayer, as everybody else in the three agencies that comprise the South San Luis Obispo Sanitation District. Any substantial fine that comes from this situation is going to adversely, severely affect all of the ratepayers within the three agencies that comprise the district. So I ask you, I've looked at some past cases that this board has heard. I did a little bit of research on my own, and I know that in the past I have looked at cases where it appears to me that you have been fair and equitable. I would hope that you will proceed with your deliberations on this case with that same thought in mind, that whatever comes out of this is going to go to the ratepayers, because that's just the way we operate. It's the way we function. That's the way we're set up to operate. So please keep that in mind as you proceed with your deliberations. I would also like to mention to you and remind you that you did receive a letter, which I got a copy of, dated September 4, from the mayor of Arroyo Grande. And he was unable to appear here in person, submitted a letter to you. I have read that letter. I think he has made some outstanding points. I almost chose to read that letter for him, but I decided not to do that. I will simply encourage you to please take a look at that letter, read it. I think it makes some outstanding points in it that will help you in your deliberations, and I thank you very much for the opportunity to appear here. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, that concludes the remaining item that we needed to cover before adjourning and going into closed session. So we will now do that.
So just for the audience's information, I think what Ms. Jarre and I talked about yesterday was at some point around lunchtime, we would like to have someone come back and give everyone an idea of how much longer it's going to take if it hasn't been completed at that time, so they can go out and have lunch.
Okay. And we do have a personnel matter.
Yes.
That we're going to be dealing with, so we're going to stop at what time? At 10?
11.
11 to deal with that.
Right. So I would think we would come back down about 12:30 and let everybody know where we are in the process.
Right. Okay. Will do. All right. Thank you very much.